Winter is hitting refugees hard in the Middle East. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For Christian refugees, though, their hope is greater than their circumstances, and we'll tell you how you can pray encouragement coming up. And then the gospel is advancing through conferences in Bangladesh. Their creative answer to poverty and isolation is good news you can get behind. That story in about 3 minutes. But first, it's a story of dreams and hope in the midst of despair. A woman we'll call H works for Food for the Hungry, and she shares the testimonies of refugee families who are struggling to survive in the cold of winter. What she discovered in one Muslim family from Syria is nothing short of a miracle.
They had so much joy, and they didn't spend a lot of time telling us the story of leaving Syria, but they actually told us the story of how they came to know Jesus, how he came to them in dreams, that he was showing up in miraculous ways.
And it's a story H would hear again and again, Jesus offering hope through dreams.
One woman said, as she patted her hand on the sofa, I had a dream and Jesus came to me and he was comforting me. He was sitting right here on this sofa and he was comforting me. But I didn't understand what he was saying to me. I didn't understand what this comfort meant. And so the pastor told me, well, it's because you aren't reading the Bible.
H says that after she began reading the Bible given to her, the woman gave her life to Christ. Food for the Hungry offers opportunities to donate time, talent, and resources, but most of all, your prayer.
Pray for comfort. Pray for warmth. Pray for resilient spirits. Pray for healed hearts and minds.
It's been over 3 months since Hurricane Matthew smothered western Haiti and impacted 1.2 million people. Now we're getting close to spring planting season, and over 6,000 Haitian farming families were hurt by the storm. A UN report says they'll get financial aid, but it'll take time to see the effect. Mission Aviation Fellowship has a base in Haiti, and they've been flying disaster relief ministries around the island since day one. And although the media may no longer be watching, MAF's president John Boyd says there are still Christian teams bringing aid and helping to rebuild. And as long as they're there, MAF will transport them to be the hands and feet of Christ.
Thousands of people lost everything. So we're very conscious of what God has us doing in these regions. And we will continue. Our plan, of course, is that we stay in Haiti and continue to operate there.
Would you take a moment and pray for the ministry in Haiti? MAF is in it for the long haul, but they do need encouragement.
In terms of Haiti itself, just maintaining, being able to operate to what we do normally in Haiti, which is consistent with what MAF's mission statement is, reaching out to the lost and the isolated. But also, you know, just the weariness and the stress of our people, but more so, you know, the Haitian people and what their needs are.
And finally, FMI has been busy leading training conferences for both pastors and church members in Bangladesh. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Our national leadership team in Bangladesh suggested that we do a conference that focuses on Christian apologetics and evangelism and a little bit of comparative religions, because even though Bangladesh is overwhelmingly Muslim dominant, there are pockets of Hindus and Buddhists, especially in tribal regions, and the pastors are needing to know how to deal with different types of communities.
But resources in Bangladesh are limited, if at all available, and there's very little training. For this reason, most church leadership falls on just the pastors.
Here in the West, we have so many resources at our fingertips. Even if we're not pastor at a church, we may be in other positions where we are rubbing shoulders with the church leadership, or we serve in some capacities.
And pray for the FMI team as they head next to Pakistan to encourage those leaders. The details on this story and the others you've heard today are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.